other. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. It is Wednesday, the 13th day of July 2005. We're going to be live for the next 3 hours. Masses of vital news and information. And, of course, your phone calls. We're going to take a bunch of them throughout this transmission. The toll-free number to join us is 1-800-259-9231. I was so busy talking about the situation with the London bombings yesterday that I barely mentioned the ruling that came out yesterday that now a lot of people are talking about, where they're saying over in Europe they're going to go ahead and start restricting and banning 500 supplements now. So we'll be discussing that in, under international treaty. We will be regulated as well. Meanwhile, all the neocon disinformation artists are out there saying it's an urban legend. It doesn't exist. It's not happening. It's all made up. EU bans sale of vitamins. Controversial new European laws which could outlaw thousands of vitamin and mineral supplements. This is the London Evening Standard. They're saying thousands. Well, it's 500 mainly. The European Court of Justice rejected British health food industry claims that the proposed food supplements directive coming into force August 1st breaches EU rules. So we'll be going over that. A lot of big developments in the London bombings, of course. London Underground exercise and the magically exploding terrorist. Important questions by Paul Joseph Watson and Alex Jones. We put this together yesterday. Blair is now saying he's shocked that the bombers that magically disappeared, that evaporated, were British. This shows how evil and it is and how anybody could be a terrorist now. The terrorists are just everywhere. And, of course, Scotland Yard is saying they don't even know if these were the terrorists, though they're trying to ID them with their TV cameras. But Blair, it's open and shut case. They're guilty. This is the same crowd that flagged a message board with Al-Qaeda taking credit. And now they're saying it's the new generation of Al-Qaeda, and that's all been disproven. But so what about the facts? We have the magically exploding terrorist. And new developments have surfaced, and I pointed this out day one, that Giuliani has a anti-terror consulting company, and he was just a few hundred feet away from one of the blasts in a building above it. And what is his connection? Well, now there have been connections made to the British anti-terror establishment and good old Rudolph Giuliani. And we'll discuss how this ties in with Pfizer consultants and Peter Power, who was running a drill concerning the London Underground with an unnamed company and group of the exact same locations at the exact same times being simultaneously bombed. So we'll take your calls on all of these subjects and get into more detail after this quick break. Toll-free number to join us, 1-800-259-9231, for the latest, most up-to-date coverage of the Codex Alimentarius, of the expansion of the Pan-American Union through CAFTA, for the Karl Rove situation on his selling out CIA agents just to burn their husband. We will be going over all of it, and it's posted on Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com, PrisonPlanet.tv, and Infowars.net. There's mainly the same news on all four of the sites, but some different stories are exclusive to some of the sites, so be sure and visit all of them today. We'll be right back, so strap yourselves in and get ready. It's going to be a roller coaster ride down the rabbit hole as we expose the global controllers, the overlords of the New World Order neo-fascist plantation.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here. And the behavior of our police is a reflection of our government. One look in the mirror and we know our country is entering a high-tech police state. Here's just a sample from my documentary film, Police State 2, The Takeover.
In downtown Seattle today, the First Amendment ended.
The civil emergency was created by the police.
Riot police attacked people on the street indiscriminately.
The medical bills are going to be enormous for me.
You see them here with their hands cupped behind their backs. They are being led into the Sandpoint Brig. The neighbors in that area of Sandpoint Naval Air Station were shocked to hear that the old brig was being reopened.
This information is absolutely vital for all freedom lovers in the United States. Order your video today. Call toll-free at 888-253-3139. The number to order the takeover again is 888-253-3139. Or go to my website, Infowars.com.
Now you can upgrade your existing gravity filter to remove chemicals such as trimethylenes, atrazine, benzene, chlorine, chloroform, and MTBE to below detectable limits. Black Berkey elements are so powerful, they remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and transform water, even raw, stagnant pond water, into delicious, crystal clear drinking water. Nitrates, nitrites, radon-222, unwanted heavy metals like lead, mercury, and aluminum are no problem. Foul tastes like chlorine and obnoxious sulfur odors are removed without removing the healthful and beneficial minerals that your body needs. Black Berkey elements flow 1.5 to 2 times faster than ordinary gravity elements, which means it takes much less time to filter your water. Supercharge your gravity filter today. Upgrade to Black Berkey purification elements. Get a 2-pack for only $96 or a 4-pack for only $175. Call New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
Hello, Ted Anderson. Listeners of the network are familiar with the Federal Reserve note and understand the risks of deficit spending. Therefore, with catastrophic events, it comes as no surprise that some banks have currently placed limits on the amount of cash depositors can remove from their accounts. A fractional reserve system means only a small portion of your deposit is held in reserve for immediate withdrawal. Deficit spending will skyrocket through FDIC if the government is forced to insure deposits during a bank run followed by a depressed economy. A current effort is underway by the Fed, along with other central banks, to increase liquidity for depositors. However, an increase in money supply without equal expansion in productivity can cause inflation. In order to achieve strength and stability, I recommend a conservative portion of all investments to be calmly repositioned into gold and silver. While paper investments currently have been driven by debt, gold on its own has held value for over 6,000 years. For more information, call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Second segment, 8 minutes, 30 seconds into this transmission. Toll-free number to join us on air, 1-800-259-9231. Before I get into more of these British and international rulings to restrict and regulate and ban many vitamins and how that ties into CAFTA and the subsections in this legislation, and before we get into the latest developments, and there have been a bunch of new developments and different pieces of propaganda and spin that need to be deciphered concerning the London bombings, before we get into the exploding gas prices, before we get into your phone calls, we need to get into this article that I mentioned but never covered back on July 5th. Just to give you the idea of what England is already like and what they're doing there and how they're just a few years ahead of us in many respects, in other respects they're a few years behind us, in implementing a total control grid designed by the United States Pentagon. And the same systems they're putting in there, they're putting in here. This was by Bill Jacobs in The Scotsman. This came out about a week ago. Big Brother, UK turning into Stalinist state. The news that the government is considering compulsory voting reminds me of a comment made by the late Member of Parliament, Jamie Cann. He said, I dislike almost everything that Tony Blair has done in the Labor Party, but as a former Stalinist, I'm very impressed by the way he's done it. Boy, I got Stalinists there saying, very well done. The revelation by the leader of the common, Geoff Hoon, yesterday, that the government is looking at finding people who don't vote is very reminiscent of the old Soviet bloc. But this is just the latest in a string of deeply illiberal measures. The hottest topic at the moment is identity cards. Tony Blair says that they are vital to fight terrorism, organized crime, and benefit an identity fraud. The Prime Minister and Home Secretary Charles Clark say that they will be voluntary with a vote, but both houses of Parliament at Westminster need to make them compulsory. Few doubt that if Labour stays in power, the necessary votes will take place and be won. And the Conservatives are pushing for it, too. Antisocial behavior orders constantly being tinkered with to make them more draconian in both Scotland and England are another sign of the government's authoritarian tendencies. Yeah, if a two-year-old throws fits, they're put on a criminal list, forced drugging. If you throw gum out on the sidewalk, you're instantly arrested. And if Edinburgh Member of Parliament and Transport Scottish Secretary Alistair Darling gets his way, every car will have to have an electronic tracking device to allow road charging. Almost passed the same thing in Texas this year. They're trying to pass it right now in special session. I mean, this is here, folks. It's not coming. This will mean that every driver will be tracked by a satellite everywhere they go. The government's own information commissioner, Richard Thomas, believes that the combination of ID cards is a step towards the Big Brother society, although Mr. Clark, Mr. Blair, and Mr. Darling robustly deny this. In England, the government has tried to abolish the right to silence, habeas corpus, which allows a court to demand the production of a prisoner, and the right to a jury trial for people accused of many middle-ranking offenses. Yeah, non-terror-related, no more juries. First thing Blair did when he got elected was say, many years ago, that the Magna Carta was dead, which is what our Bill of Rights and Constitution is based on. Then there are the government's attempts to detain suspected terrorists, not merely without trial, but without telling them what they are accused of. Mr. Blair and his lieutenant seem impervious to the pleas of the Little Democrats and Civil Liberties campaigners about the drift toward state control, the drift about the mad pell-mell rush. They may have some reason to be less than impressed by Tory U-turns on these issues. They originally supported ID cards. The question of compulsory voting is just the latest stage in this move towards a new Labour society that is not so much nanny state as Big Brother state. Mr. Hoon is the first cabinet member to float the idea. As a total Blair loyalist whose career hangs entirely on the Prime Minister's patronage, this claim that it is just his personal view rings hollow. It's one of the great ironies that Mr. Blair, that has transformed the Labour in a bid to make it electable, modern and less old-fashioned, left-wing and Marxist, but increasingly, as he remains in power, the actions of his government becomes more and more Stalinist. As the communists proved, you can make nearly everybody vote, and 99.9% turnaround can return your rulers unopposed. But it's not freedom, and it's not democracy, and it's about time the Prime Minister and his Labour cabinet remembered that. And again, the Conservatives, the Labour Party, are identical. I mean, you've got the Tories versus Labour, and I watch every Sunday, when I get a chance, I will watch Prime Minister's questions. Every few weeks I'll watch it, and it's totally staged. They're all for the war, they're all for the millions of cameras, they're all for ID cards, they're all for checkpoints, they're all for total control, and then boom, right when Blair is under major heat over the national ID card, he comes out and says, well, you watch, terrorists are going to get us, and it's going to be your fault. Boom, boom, boom. And now, oh, see, we know who did it. They all blew themselves up, and now you need to give up all your freedoms to us, but we're going to bring in record levels of immigrants. Just like here, we've got to give up all of our freedoms and live in a Stasi/Nazi state, but that's okay. That's all right, because the border is going to stay completely wide open, and Bush has ordered the Border Patrol to stand down in multiple sectors. That is the Associated Press and Washington Times. So it's all hollow. It's all a fraud. And it's getting worse and worse and worse and worse by the minute. and Bush comes out and says, see, you better reauthorize the Patriot Act, you better expand it, or the terrorists are going to get you. Meanwhile, Blair has come out, and he is saying that he's surprised that it's British bombers. Now, you know, we covered the Sky TV news articles yesterday where bombers blew themselves up. Confirmed, bombers killed themselves. And then it says, well, maybe they're bombers, we're not sure, or their bodies disappeared, they're just suspects, maybe. But the headlines in all these articles, Sky TV, CNN, it's all BBC, it's all the same, Blair shocked bombers were British. Prime Minister outlines four-point plan to combat terror attacks. London, England, CNN. Prime Minister Tony Blair has expressed his shock that the four men believed to have carried out last week's deadly terror attacks on London's transit system were British nationals. Now, again, I've literally came across over 20 articles today all over the media, American and British, where they say Blair shocked bombers were British. Blair says he shocked bombers were British. Bombers discovered, identities proven, you know, bombers caught. Bombers blew themselves up. And you read what Scotland Yard said, oh, we can't find their bodies, but we think they blew themselves up, and we might have video of these four Muslims getting on trains. Oh, and 20% of London, 20-plus percent are Muslim or Arab. So, we see a Muslim going on a train. Why, he did it. Blair shocked. Bombers were British. And then you read the article. Prime Minister Tony Blair has expressed his shock that the four men believed to have carried out last week's deadly terror attacks on London transit system were British nationals. But the headline, Blair shocked bombers were British. Now again, you read that and you get, boy, they found them. Just like within an hour of the bombings, they had video of Al-Qaeda training tapes from 4 years ago, which those bases were built, funded by the U.S. government, by the way, that's admitted, charging the camera. They're going to get you any minute now. And, of course, the bombs were military-grade explosive. They were simultaneous. This fits the MO of Western intelligence agencies. So we're going to go over all that and the situation with the vitamins being banned. It's all happening. But right now, without further ado, let's go ahead and go to the calls. David in Mass, then James, Rodney, Robert and others. So go ahead, David.
Alex, how are you today?
A lot of news to cover.
Hey, Alex, listen, the morning shows paraded Richard Clark this morning out to parrot the official story, of course, that the bombers, of course, British citizens. And
Richard Clark, why, he criticized Bush. We can trust him.
He's the darling of the left because
Colin Powell said the war wasn't good until suddenly he switched sides and said, here's the anthrax. They're guilty.
That's right. And here's another interesting thing, Alex. Last night I went to Visor Consultants' home page, their website. Not one word about Mr. Peter Power's interview. Not one word. You can't find it anywhere. No mention of it at all on their site. Combed the entire site.
Well, again, for those who don't know, tell them what Visor Consultants is.
Well, they're the supposedly the company that contracted to do a drill exercise in the London Underground at the exact same time that, of course, the real bombing happened for an unnamed company.
But not just the exact same time, the exact same three terminals out of 220-plus.
Oh, by the way, exact same train sections.
We've now learned that he's been the spokesman on bombings, the main spokesman, for over a decade. Oh, when he worked at Scotland Yard, he's a very special man.
Yeah, that's right. You can go on there and you see a nice little color photograph of Peter Power up there, but not one word about his admission that they were running a drill.
You'd think he'd want to brag more about that now.
Exactly. So this kind of looks like Silverstein, doesn't it, Alex?
I'm not going to say that Mr. Power was involved because he went out and spilled his guts. Easily, they could be hired again to create the echelon traffic on the phones and systems of a drill so that good police wouldn't become basically notified of what was happening.
Alex, this is just for plausible deniability. That's all it is.
Yeah, it's a cover.
Exactly.
But it'd be easy for them to hire him and for this to be done and his group to be nothing to be involved. But we're doing some investigations and it's... It's pretty spooky. We'll talk about it when we get back. Stay with us.
You now know that for nuclear threats and their deadly radiation, it's no longer a matter of if, but when. What you need to know next is when it happens, is your family safe right where you are? Only a personal radiation detector that's always with you and on can give you that instant assurance. The keychain attachable NucAlert was specifically designed to meet this critical crisis need. Small, portable, and on 24 hours a day with its 10-year battery, the NucAlert is always with you to alert you to dangerous levels of radiation. See the keychain attachable NucAlert at nukealert.com. That's NUKALERT.com or call 830-672-8734. The patented NucAlert has even passed the rigorous military EMP tests and been acquired by the U.S. military and numerous other government agencies. Discover your family's primary nuclear defense today at NucAlert.com. That's NUKALERT.com or call 830-672-8734.
Are terrorist cells or prime terror targets located near you? Where are military bases and hazardous waste sites located? How do you find the best area for solar, average rainfall, fish contamination advisories, and major transportation routes? In the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA, you will find the information you want with over 50 interactive parameters that you control. Find everything from housing prices and taxes to brewing environmental catastrophes. Locate billion-dollar disaster-prone areas, the safest cities, ideal solar locations, and much, much more. Complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of the 3,000 plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high resolution, full color maps and full color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis that you need. Get this hard to find information by ordering Prudent Places USA now for only $29 plus shipping and handling by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
Currency devaluation. Inflation, one and the same. If you had deposited $100,000 in a bank at 1% in a 30-month period dating from May 24th, 2005, here is what happened to your funds. The dollar lost 33% of its value in that time frame. The bank paid you 1%. Your $100,000 now has a net purchasing power of $68,000. Here is reality. The devaluation of currency equals real inflation. Keep in mind how the value of your paper assets are measured in dollars. Gold in the same time frame increased 35% in value. Learn how to protect and profit in this truly unstable world economy. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Imagine enjoying your own health spa in the comfort of your own home daily at a fraction of the cost. No more imagining. It's time to experience the relaxing and rejuvenating Total Health Spa by HTE. The Total Health Spa consists of two medical devices working together to promote increased circulation and oxygenation, help to support proper body function through detoxification, cell regeneration, stress reduction, and so much more. The Total Health Spa begins with the original and only Qi machine. The Qi machine, which is a FDA regulated as a Class 1 medical device, maximizes the movement of the body, which helps to provide relief through increased oxygen levels, allowing a sense of extreme comfort and pleasure. Enhance your experience with the hot house. The hot house produces this unique effect through beneficial radiant far infrared rays. It makes you feel absolutely terrific. The most effective and affordable complete body treatment available today. Call now and experience the Total Health Spa for a 14-day unconditional money-back guarantee.
Call now 1-877-300-0040.
Coming up later in the next segment, I'll get into some of the connections that we're now learning about concerning Peter Bauer and members of the British government and what his past role has been. Getting very, very suspicious. Right now, let's go to James in Michigan. James, go ahead.
Hi, Alex. You know, I was wondering here, I was doing some research on this, what's going on with bin Laden. And I had found out something here back in 1989 when the first Bush was in office. He had sent the CIA advisors over there to help bin Laden fight the Russians.
Well, it wasn't in 1989. It was long before that. It started in 1979, even before the Russians invaded Afghanistan. And by the mid-1980s, bin Laden was commanding the Mujahideen with the help of Delta Force and Green Berets, and was given billions of dollars of U.S. funding.
Right. And then the thing is, what makes me laugh, though, is they say, well, we're going to be, we won't stop till we find Osama bin Laden. But yet, we had given him aid and help to fight the Russians. I mean,
Bush said the number one job was catching bin Laden for about 6 months. Then they actually said, forget about bin Laden, Saddam's the threat. And then Bush later in press conferences said, I'm not worried about him, I don't want to find him, we're not trying to get him. Don't you remember that?
Oh, yeah, I remember that. Well, then also, the other bin Laden members of the family were have known to have been barbecuing with Bush down there in Crawford, Texas. You know, these are the other bin Ladens, his relatives.
Well, not just barbecuing. They stay at the bin Laden's homes in Saudi Arabia. They vacation with them. They're very close friends going back into the early 1970s. Such good friends that the head of the bin Laden family invested with George W. in 1976 to start Augusta Oil. They own airports together. They're just a wonderful family group, kind of like Bill Clinton's a member of the family now, according to Barbara. That's the major publications admitting that, like the Boston Globe. That's Barbara's own quotes. And they flew him out to safety on the days after 9/11. And it's always been staged. On the morning of 9/11, Bush Sr. was having breakfast at the Ritz-Carlton in D.C. This is the Associated Press, at the main table with the other main shareholders, and having breakfast at the table with the bin Laden family, good personal friends, and everything's fine. But everybody's got to be arrested, though, that has connections to the bin Ladens, because, and then they claim the bin Ladens aren't involved in any terror. Oh, it's just Osama, you know, the black sheep of it all. He's bad. And the bin Ladens made in the first year after 9/11, $3 billion extra off their defense investments, $3 billion more than they made the year before, just off their defense investments, off the war. So things have gone quite nicely for them.
Well, the whole thing is that people are being bamboozled, but I believe my own opinion is that a lot of them are just like sheep. You know, they're out there grazing in the meadow, and Bush is setting us all up for the slaughter.
I hear you. Thanks for the call. This is how it works. Back in the 50s, even before that, our government didn't like secular, even pro-Western governments, but they wanted to be sovereign. They didn't want strong, healthy, vibrant economies in the Middle East. So they would overthrow good elected governments, and they would put in radical Muslims, because then they would get to say that was a crisis and build a military up against it. And this is admitted. And the bin Ladens go back to being British Crown servants back to like 1918. When they helped carve up that area after World War One, and they gave the House of Saud a bunch of weapons, the bin Ladens were some of their biggest supporters. So the bin Ladens have been British intelligence back until 1918. They became big buddies with the Bushes when the Bushes became powerful, and Bush was CIA director and then ambassador to China, and then, of course, later in Congress. So that's why you see this happening. And they've been great, great buddies. I mean, you know, spy chiefs together. And they've just done a wonderful job carrying out 9/11, a wonderful job fooling the public, and they all stand to gain from it, too. They even have the motives. But, yeah, let's just ignore it. Everything's fine. Let's just give our rights up. How's that sound? Let's go ahead and talk to Rodney in Texas. Rodney, go ahead.
Alex, great show. I want to commend you for the accuracy on your website. And speaking of giving up our rights, I was visiting your website this morning, and I noticed that although many of the Congress people protested this recent passage of the Patriot Act, they went ahead on and did it anyway. Can you comment on that? And also, there was a story on your website that I found very curious. It was a story with Charles Rangel, and it indicated that there might have been some hush money passed to keep him shut up, and also this thing with the... can you hold me over until
sure,
I break
yeah.
here?
Stay there, Rodney. We'll be right back, folks. All part of the new freedom, though. And, I mean, you know, let's just give all our rights up. That's what America's all about, is being slaves. Freedom is being a slave. We'll be right back.
We're on the march.
The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Soon the mark of the beast will be enforced. Those that receive it will receive the wrath of God. Prepare yourself. Find out who the beast is and how to avoid his mark with this free book offer. Call toll-free 888-211-1715 and receive the book, The Bible Says, for free. There is absolutely no obligation. No one will call you and your number will not be sold to telemarketers. We just want to make sure you know the truth. Get your free book, The Bible Says, by calling toll-free 888-211-1715. Again, that's 888-211-1715.
Want to know the secret to finding a shop that can keep your car running like new? Find the cleanest shop in town, where cleaning is top priority. Not talking about clean floors, but better shops have those too. I mean shops that have the best training, equipment, and chemistry to clean every air, fuel, and fluid system in your vehicle. Keep it clean, and you don't have to keep replacing parts. Find your clean shop at bgfindashop.com. That's bgfindashop.com.
You've asked for them, and now they're here. Hello, folks. Alex Jones introducing you to the new Berkey PF2 fluoride and arsenic reduction elements for exclusive use with the Berkey Lights Black Berkey Purification Elements. The Berkey's PF2 simply screw onto the stem of the Black Berkey Purification Element. When used, water flow through the purification elements where pathogenic bacteria, harmful chemicals, radon-222, heavy metals, nitrates, foul taste, and odors are separated from the water. The water then flows through the PF2 elements where fluoride, arsenic, and other residual heavy metal ions are separated. Your purified water is now ready. If you have fluoride or arsenic in your water, you need the Berkey PF2 host filter elements. Get a set of two for only $49 or get 2 sets for only $89 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll free. 888-803-4438.
JLS Research, founders of a revolutionary new all-natural deodorant, wants to get up close and personal with you. You wear deodorant, right? Well, let's hope you do. You obviously wear it to cover up that embarrassing underarm odor. Well, why mask the odor when you can completely eliminate the bacteria which causes the odor in the first place? Check out this new product. It's called No BO, and you won't believe how effectively it works. I know, you're wondering, how can you trust No BO to eliminate your embarrassing body odor? Look, the creator of No BO understands what you're going through. She knows you want a safe deodorant that contains no aluminum, preservatives, chemicals, or petroleum-based products. She also knows that while you want it all natural, you want it very effective. That's why she had to search 40 years to find this all-natural product that actually soothes the skin while it attacks bacteria. Try Nobio. It comes with a 100% money-back offer. Nobio is so highly concentrated, a little goes a long way. Give them a call at 888-881-NOBIO. Check out their website at no-bio.com. Come on, it's time for you to enjoy the sweet smell of success with Nobio. That's no-bio.com.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
One of the things Rodney was just mentioning was an article came out a few days ago where Bush said, well, whoever did this, don't worry, I'll take care of them. And the media then extrapolated that out to, he will fire them. And then the article we posted was saying, is this a threat, you know, that Bush will, you know, really, quote, take care of them, like Bill Clinton would do with Ron Brown or somebody if they got too embarrassing, you know, with the communist generals in the Commerce Department engaging in high treason. But, no, I think Bush meant he'll take care of him and defend him and protect him. They're not really into scapegoating their minions or their analysts or their little compatriots. They're just into arrogantly saying, so what? I mean, Rumsfeld's tried to turn in his resignation 3 times and Bush won't take it. They just don't care. And I know Bush is a good conservative and I'm an evil liberal for exposing him. I mean, that's ridiculous, folks. Bush is a puppet. Rove is even a puppet, just carrying out an agenda of the private corporate interest that want to be bigger than governments, are bigger than most governments, and that are taking over our society. But Rodney, finish up what you were saying.
Well, I you basically covered what I called about, but I just want to commend you for the accuracy, because all of these major newspapers that I went to prior to seeing that article and Bush's statements, used the word fired, and you were the only one who said, well, no, the more accurate term that he used was they would be taken care of. And I want to put in a real brief plug for you, not that you need it. If people really want accurate news and truth, and news is truthful, go to InfoWars or Prison Planet. And that's all I got for you, Alex. Thank you.
All right, Rodney. Thanks a lot. I would add to, you know, what he just brought up about the Bushes and Karl Rove. Everybody is getting so obsessed with Karl Rove. Bring down Karl Rove. Bring down Karl Rove. And they're like shark teeth, folks. One set of teeth falls out, another set of teeth rolls forward. We've got to get rid of the beast itself, this 30-foot great white shark that's, you know, savaging our society. And until we start talking about the beast itself and not just its implements and its minions, things are only going to get worse. But it is very suspect that, you know, we're not talking about them banning vitamins. We're not talking about Karl Rove and the sellout of the CIA agents. We're not talking about CAFTA. We're not talking about how they're trying to reauthorize the Patriot Act. You know, now we're talking about the London bombings. And we're being forced to cover it because the official story is a giant fraud. But, you know, I keep repeating this because it's so important. They're setting up this massive police state here in America, taking all of our liberties, just turning the police state burners up on mega high. And meanwhile, there are less border patrol on the north and south borders, and Bush has been caught publicly ordering the border patrol to stand down and let the illegals come across. And federal, state, and local governments are giving the illegal aliens home loans, government-guaranteed home loans. Private corporations won't do it, though some of them are, but predominantly it's the government. They take your tax money and give it to illegal aliens to buy houses. I mean, there's another example. The government does not see these people as illegal, but they know that it is wildly unpopular and that you're very angry about this and that you're waking up that the whole war on terror is transparent because they won't do anything about illegal aliens, so they've got to, in name only, claim that they're still illegal aliens. But notice they're changing the term now to just immigrants or undocumented workers. So we've got 30 million people without ID cards just floating around, doing whatever they want. Just masses of sheriffs and police chiefs have gone public and said, we arrest vanloads full of illegal aliens with guns and drugs. They're in jail for a week and then released. Because, you know, the federal courts don't want them. The state courts don't want them. There was a Houston Chronicle last year article where in South Texas alone, 400,000 illegal aliens were released out of prisons, and over half of them were in there for felonies. Just in there a few weeks, a few months maximum, released. I mean, it was like the railway killer. He killed over 10 people, admittedly. And he would be caught, and they would just release him over and over and over again. I mean, literally, folks, they have more rights than citizens do. I talked about this yesterday, but whenever the cops pull you over and want to search your car, just look at them and go, well, why don't you do this to the illegal aliens? Oh, you've been told to leave them alone. Why don't you go join the Border Patrol, officer? You want to search vehicles. That's where you're supposed to be searching vehicles. Why don't you leave me alone? Well, what do you got to hide? Well, I want my children to live in a free country. You know, checkpoints aren't freedom. Well, things have changed after 9/11, the cops will say. And go, they have? I guess you're right. There's 2,000 less Border Patrol on the southern border alone. I guess you're right, officer. Don't you have better things to do, officer? All right, let's go quickly to your calls. Let's talk to Robert in Colorado, then Bart, Ron, and Jenna. Go ahead. You're on the air.
Good morning, Alexander. Thanks so much for taking my call. Two quick points. What do you think was really going on with that Live Aid concert around the world last week or two ago? I've heard that the money was supposed to go to Africa ostensibly, but that some of those countries are led by dictators, and we're breaking bread with them. So I'm wondering, a lot of money was gathered, which I assume it was. You think there was really something to that, or was that just
eight of the nine, and we've confirmed this, eight of the nine African leaders that stood behind them, there's mm-hmm. something like 20-something African leaders. Why was it eight of the nine? The people they picked, they all had terrorist backgrounds of being rebel terrorist leaders. Most of them are socialist or communist. And here you have Live 8, And so on the surface, what they're saying is true. That money is going to Africa, but it's going for forced inoculation programs. It's going for shipping in genetically modified food. It's going to prop up the client despots and viceroys over those communities. And so, again, they have Bono and these other people up there peddling all this to give it this trendy look. And then the push is, we've got to have a global tax on oil at the wellhead, or you're against the Africans and other third world populations. We've got to have more taxes paid and given into the IMF and World Bank to, quote, give loans. But the IMF and World Bank documents came out 3 years ago. The BBC even reported on it. We had Greg Palestine, his night presenter. And right there in the documents, it said, we go in, we pay off a dictator to not pay off the loan. He retires the Switzerland with the money, but signs over all the natural resources and control of the population to the IMF and World Bank, who then give those contracts to private corporations. So all this is taking our tax money and the money that we're gullible enough to give, you know, when we buy a bracelet that says for African aid at 7-Eleven, it all goes to enslave those people. Thanks for the call. I was listening to USA Radio Network, one of the most neocon propaganda arms out there, but we have stations that request news, and so, you know, that's the news that we carry. We ought to start our own news division. We just don't have the money to do it. But every time I listen to it, but it was just, they had some expert on there. Don't go give your money individually to the victims. Don't send food. Give it to one of the big aid agencies like the Red Cross. That's who can be trusted. The Red Cross is, I don't mean you out there that volunteered to give out blankets. I mean the Red Cross leadership is criminal. They have been convicted of robbing mail and signing checks over to themselves. I mean, at the highest levels. United Way has been caught more times than I can remember. You know, stealing. You know, the director takes $15 million for themselves and nothing happens. Over half the money for the 9/11 victims didn't go to them, though they advertised it would. It's a scam, folks. It's a big, fat scam. Let's go to Bart in Texas. Bart, go ahead.
Hey, Alex. You know, I really want to relate an experience that I've been having down here in Houston, trying to fight to keep Houston Media Source alive. And I want to tell all your listeners out there that if you want to really feel alive, if you really want to get in the fight, get out there. Find the issue that you're passionate about. You know, you've really been drumming this message of everyone needs to be a leader. And right now, you know, in the public and the population, people are ready. The people are ready for leaders. And if everyone that listened to your show really went out there and got involved, went to their city council, went and formed organizations for the causes that they believe in, that they want to fight for, we could win this thing. Because I've never in my life felt more alive than when I stood in front of my city council and declared my opinions on what I thought was right versus someone that I, pretty obviously to me, was just having a political agenda.
Well, for those that don't know what you're talking about, all over the country, they're shutting Access TV down because patriots and truth seekers have been putting good programming on, and they're trying to shut it down in Houston.
Yeah, well, they've gone about it by trying to say it's obscene, and they're, you know, the councilwoman Weissman, she keeps quoting all these laws that have absolutely nothing to do with public access. She waves around, you know, very McCarthy-like FCC regulations that have nothing to do with public access and PEGs.
FCC doesn't regulate cable.
Well, yeah, and I mean, the other thing is that she keeps saying that we have to have preemptive screening, and that goes against the very forum that this is set up for. And, again, she's trying to hold the entire media system, Houston media access.
No, listen, I know, Bart, it's because some idiots prance around dressed like women, and that's it, using cuss words at 2 in the morning, it's bad, but you tune into mainstream TV at 9 o'clock at night, and they're using the F word, and men are in bed together.
What's sad is that there is a process to hold each account show accountable, but she's trying to hold the whole system.
Well, you need to get in there, sir, and you need to get your own show.
I do have my own show, and we're broadcasting your stuff. We're getting the message out, and we're going to keep fighting. And
good,
if they do shut down Houston Media Source, I'm going to turn around and I'm going to start a petition to get it back on, and we're not going to give up.
I hear you. Keep it up, Bart. You need to put up a 300-watt pirate transmitter. I'm just joking. Don't do that. Ron in New York. Ron, you're on the air. Go ahead, Ron.
Hello, Alex. Reporting from New York today, the city of New York. If I think maybe we should call it the Soviet state, or better yet, the international territory of New York. Today, the mayor of New York, with the majority support of our city council, signed a bill which would allow illegal aliens to obtain licenses issued by the city at the same way that a U.S. citizen would.
Well, 870-something cities, last time I saw the federal numbers, and that was a year ago, are now doing this. Vicente Fox came to Austin and gave awards to the city for doing this. I mean, it's felonies being committed in front of all of us, but it's all selectively enforced.
Well, it's not even a matter of selective enforcement in this case. They've now institutionally legitimized a non-American citizen who is here illegally obtaining a license from the city. Now, these licenses...
And they're going to, and they get more tuition than citizens? They're going to get... they're going to give them home loans through the city?
Finish my point with this. These licenses, there's a category of licenses. They're usually very coveted, most of them. You'll now have an American citizen competing to get a license with an illegal alien. Now, as it is, anybody who lives in New York City can back me up on this. Most of these licenses are issued to immigrants at this stage, probably non-illegal up to this point. And the minority of these licenses, the very small portion, are issued to native-born Americans.
Yeah, it's a special type of license. Give us the specifics.
Okay. Well, you have various licenses. You have peddler licenses. You have licenses to run a newsstand, licenses to operate a hot dog stand, things like that.
And what do they call it, a medallion that it costs $100,000 for your cab?
For cabs, it's called a medallion. That's correct.
But now, the illegals will get it for free.
Hold on a second, Alex.
No, it's about undermining us. There's no way to win against
this. Listen how much further absurd it is.
No, I know.
A small number of these licenses are possessed by native-born American citizens, and the majority of those are old disabled war veterans. This city, over the last several years, has raised hell in an attempt to literally pull the licenses and close down whatever few stands these American disabled American war veterans have. And now they've signed a law to allow an illegal alien, it's an invader, into the United States to obtain the licenses. It gets better than that. I once said to you a story about probably 2 years back of a house on the block in which I live. The basement, which basement dwellings in the city of New York are illegal. The basement was occupied by two people, American citizens, native-born, generational Americans. We had the building department go to that building almost every day to harass and harangue these people until eventually they were thrown out of that building.
And then they put 15 illegals in there.
Yep, now we've got 15 illegals from the Balkans, Eastern European illegals.
I know.
Crawling all over the building.
Sir, I know a lady, known her my whole life, literally, good friend of the family, who manages, actually several but apartments, but the biggest in Austin, and they were told, you let illegals do whatever they want, citizens are out.
Well, you know, how much longer are we as citizens, the majority, the people of this country, the people who built and created this country's infrastructure, going to be weak, cowardly, and stupid?
Well, for those that don't know, I'm against all these medallions and licenses, but to have a cab or have a stand or sell hot dogs, you got to jump through 100 hoops. But then all over the country, they give discounts to the illegals. Again, these are incentives to get them here.
And then force us to pay taxes to this entity called the government. It's not our government. Never use the term our government.
Sir, it is a magnet to pull. You think 30 million illegals is bad? They're saying in the next 10 years it'll be another 30 mil.
When
they bring their whole family, it's another 30, 40. Look,
we're going to allow ourselves to be displaced into the gutter.
Understand, it's not free market. Let me stop you, Ron. It's not free market. Just what you saw as a police officer harassing the two people that live in the basement. So, look, they've been told this is by design, sir.
But what I'm saying is how long are we, as the majority, American citizens, we are the vast majority in this country, how long are we going to sit back and be spat upon like this?
Well, Ron, I appreciate your call. Look, the people aren't sitting back. I mean, in major polls, 87% of Americans, including 65%+ of Hispanics, they try to make it a racial issue, it's not, are against the open borders and the illegal aliens. We all know it's bad for us. It's bad for our wages. It's bad for everything. So the government knows you're angry. So they're militarizing the police, building prisons, gearing up riot police. They know you're angry, and they're moving to suppress us. So the people aren't putting up with it, Ron. They're not. And, yeah, they predominantly only issue the medallions to the illegal aliens. And you ask how that is? It is done by design, ladies and gentlemen. You ought to go to Minnesota, Minneapolis, St. Paul. I've been there three or four times to visit the network. I've never seen a non-Somali cab driver. And I asked some of the people there at the airport about it, and they said, well, they've got like their own union, and they basically all work together, and that's who the government issues permits to, because we want to help this immigrant community. Help them, yes, where only they are allowed to be cab drivers, literally. I mean, you have to jump through a bunch of hoops. They make it economically hard for a white guy or a black guy who isn't Somali to do it. And you go to the government agencies there, it's Somalis. People running the airport are Somalis. Now it's the cops are going to be Somalis. A special minority group that owes its fealty to the government. It'll be these minority groups that'll be the camp guards.
There is a secret that holds the world's destiny in its grasp. Hello, my friends. Alex Jones here. Learn that secret with my new film, Martial Law, 9/11 Rise of the Police State. Martial Law plumbs the depths of the New World Order's ideology, their philosophy. Out of the ashes of the September 11th tragedy, a dark empire of war and tyranny has risen. The Constitution has been shredded, and America is now a police state. This film exposes not just who was behind the 9/11 attacks, but the roots and history of its orchestrators. Martial Law is a blazing spotlight piercing the electronic Berlin wall of controlled corporate media. Plumb the depths of the elite's minds, their ideology, their driving philosophy, and uncover the power-mad cult of death that is sworn to turn the Earth into a prison planet. Discover the documented truth for yourself before it's too late. Call toll-free to get a copy of Martial Law. 1-888-253-3139. Or visit InfoWars.com and the secure shopping cart. That's InfoWars.com or 888-253-3139. Or watch the film right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Black Berkey replacement elements are ideal for use in any gravity filter. These self-sterilizing filters can transform raw pond and lake water into delicious, crystal-clear drinking water. Ideal for travel or outdoor events, and perfect in the event of hostile filtration environments such as local or national emergencies, because they remove both harmful chemicals and pathogenic bacteria from water. So powerful, they can remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites to non-detectable levels. Trihalomethanes and volatile organic chemicals such as atrazine, benzene, chlorine, chloroform, and NTBE are removed to below detectable limits. They reduce nitrates and unwanted metals such as lead, mercury, aluminum, copper, and foul taste like chlorine and sulfur odors. Yet the Black Berkey filter elements leave in the helpful and beneficial minerals that your body needs. Normally $48 each, get a 2-pack for only $91 or a 4-pack for only $173. Get the powerful Black Berkey replacement filters now by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web, 24 hours a day, at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA, 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Coming up, we will detail the Codex Alimentarius, this big ruling in London banning hundreds of vitamins. We got Greg Palast, BBC reporter, London Guardian writer, joining us in the middle of the next hour to talk about just a whole bunch of different issues. Karl Rove and what's happening there with his sellout of the CIA, and Valerie Plame, the inside scoop on that, also the London bombing. And then John Rappaport will join us for part of the third hour, expert on the whole health issue with Codex Alimentarius and how that ties into this London ruling as well. So those two great guests are coming up in the middle of the next hour, and then at the start of the third hour, we'll also have open phones throughout the broadcast. I want to first, though, get into the latest developments, the newest information on the London bombings. Those are very important, and so we'll go over that after we take a few more calls as we end this hour and go into the next hour. There is just a massive news here. But before we go back to your calls, I have produced 12 films, and Martial Law 911 Rise of the Police State is my newest and best. And we get into the Bush-Nazi connections, the Schwarzenegger connection, the Skull and Bones Bohemian Grove connection, what these overlords are really into, what their worldview and master plan is. That's the third part of the film. A full hour is spent rapid fire on why the globalists carried out 9/11, who Bin Laden really works for, how the globalists did it. It's the most hard-hitting film out there, bar none, and that's only one part of it. And then, of course, the third part of the film, which is really the beginning of the film, I'm kind of describing the film backwards here today, is the police state, the sound cannons, the hover blimps, the people being put in the FEMA camp, the private Bechtel FEMA camp, Pier 57. It is such an important video, 3 hours long on VHS and DVD. Be sure and get it. The toll-free number to order Martial Law or any of my great films, be sure and ask about the discounts when you call, is 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or go to Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com and order any of the films off the Safe Secure shopping cart. And we have a bookstore and video store there. We have a bunch of other books and videos, the stuff that I think is the best out there, bar none, by a bunch of other great researchers and authors. So please go to Infowars.com and peruse the Safe Secure shopping cart. And we've got deals where when you get multiple videos, they're upwards of 75% off. You know, a $25.95 video is $5.95. So take advantage of that. And make copies of it. I mean, if you're sick of the globalists being terrorists, you're sick of people not understanding this, you're sick of people not understanding why the government would carry out terror, these videos will show them why and wake them up. And last but not least, PrisonPlanet.tv, one of the best subscription services out there on the web, if not the best. All 12 of my films, dozens of other full-length films, new ones added every week, my weekly TV reports added every week, which is an award-winning TV show. I mean, it's one Best of Austin in the rear poll. It's a pretty good TV show. My best audio interviews from the radio show, special text reports, my book, Paul Watson's book, PrisonPlanet.tv, 15 cents a day, monthly and yearly subscriptions. A cup of coffee costs $1.50 usually. You know, a pack of gum costs 50 cents, 75 cents, 15 cents a day, and it makes my websites possible, you know, to pay my webmasters and pay for the bandwidth. So I want to thank those that are members and ask others to join. You won't be disappointed. PrisonPlanet.tv. All right, we're out of time for this hour. When we get back, we'll take some more calls, then I will go straight into the latest London developments and the vitamin ruling. Stay with us.
Order a copy of this show for your friends and family at GCNLive.com or call 877-300-7645.
Hello, folks.